You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get, except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. Come get up.
Beware, IGN GameScoop.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to IGN GameScoop. I'm your host, Damon Hatfield. With me this week is Ryan Geddes.
Hello.
Ryan Clements.
Hello.
And Greg Miller.
Hey, did you get the boner break part on the show?
No, unfortunately, we weren't talking about
it. Just leave that in there. Let the listeners know something happened beforehand that involved breaking boners.
We were just talking about boner breaks. Usually we're talking about boner jams around here.
Not today.
And boner factories.
Yeah.
Today we've introduced boner bricks into our...
That's the name of your new EP of breakbeats that you're going to release.
What was... Where did the... Oh no! What was the first, the second thing? The boner, what?
Boner jams.
Boner factory. Where did that come from? What was the origin of boner factory?
Clayman started saying that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It was Clayman. Yeah. Oh no! Now I'm sad.
A moment of silence for our fallen brother. He will be missed. He's still freelancing for
us. Alive.
So, yes, of course. We should point out he did not pass away. For sure. But maybe that is a good. Jumping off point to talk about some changes that are happening here in editorial. I don't know that we've actually talked about this on the podcast yet. Let everyone know, Geddes is furiously masturbating a pen. Clayman has moved on, and we're doing some reorganizing in the editorial pool. And Geddes and I have both received promotions.
Yay!
Yes, thank you. I'm senior editor now. And Geddes is managing editor?
Right.
Managing editor.
Yeah.
Sort of splitting up Dave's duties. Christine is moving over to the editorial pool.
One of us.
So she's going to be reviewing games, writing previews, doing that sort of thing. And so
the corruption will be complete.
Yes. So we're taking Greg's and Christine's duties, dividing them between Geddes and I and... I'm sorry.
You're not taking my stuff.
No, we're not taking
Greg's. Wait, Dave, is that part of this? Did I miss that?
Dave and Christine's duties, dividing those amongst us... So yeah, should be fun. Should be exciting.
More good news if I could share a little something.
Yes,
as well.
I know you have very good news.
As part of that, I will be actually moving back down to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
Yes, very exciting. I was up in Seattle for the last year, so I will be back in the Bay Area.
Had enough of those vampires, huh?
Yeah, so that's.
I'm watching these documentaries called Twilight, so I know what's going on.
Thank God for the werewolves, though.
Yeah,
like to
keep keep the vampires in check.
Scourge.
They all got deputized into Seattle PD.
Yeah, it's hard to pin the sheriff's badge on their fur. But yeah, so this is happening soon too. August next month, I'll be back down here. So I'll be back. You'll hear more of me on the podcast and stuff.
Oh,
so, yeah, I know.
Yes.
Anyway, happy to be coming back.
Yeah.
It'll be great. Now, the listeners don't, they can't see Greg Miller.
I have good news as well. I'm dressed up today.
This is Greg Miller is dressed to the nines. Greg Miller is usually very slovenly. He has two t-shirts. He has a Mizzou t-shirt and a Superman t-shirt, and he rotates them every day.
True.
And then
I have jeans that I've worn the holes out of.
Yes.
Converse and stuff.
He wears Converse until they get holes in the soles of their feet.
So, Clements, why don't you go from toe to head and explain how Greg looks?
Well, today Greg is wearing a very stylish pair of black dress shoes with black matching socks, which is an excellent choice, by the way. Then we're moving right on up to a nice black pair of pants, or should I say slacks? Black, I can just call them
trousers.
Slacks. Now here's where things get interesting. Now we're going to have clearly we have a button down underneath the vest.
Not a vest.
Well, it's not a...
It's a sweater.
I mean, a V-neck sweater.
V-neck sweater.
Yeah, I guess you could call it that. I would still like to call
you're
it...
You're off to description duty.
Go ahead. Try
it. He has sleeves.
He has sleeves, so
it's
not
a vest.
Try and
match my awesome voice.
And then there's a tie and stuff.
He's wearing a tie also.
Black, yeah, that was so
black
much
tie,
better.
And the hair is
there's
like,
some product in my hair
yeah.
as well.
The hair is actually done really nicely. You look sharp, man.
So, of course, everyone that has seen Greg today has asked him what the deal is, and Greg's been very cagey.
I've been letting people know that I was going to debut the news on GameScoop, and I'm very excited, and you're all going to enjoy the story very much.
Well,
but first... We're gonna. I thought up some doozies of answers for why I was dressed up because I knew this was gonna be happening. Uh-huh. So I'm gonna go around the table. Each ask me, and I'll give you my doozy.
All right, Damon, so go. Greg, what's the deal? Why are you dressed up today?
All right, Damon, don't tell anybody, but my girlfriend's out of town, and I heard Jessica Chobot was gonna be in the office today, so I wanted to impress her.
Okay.
All right.
Looking good, Greg. Why the nice duds?
Well, I figure I'm an executive editor now. I need to dress the part.
Greg, why the hell are you wearing those clothes?
Did you ever see Per Schneider wear a Mizzou shirt?
No.
There you go. Dress for the job you
those
want.
Those are your doozies. Now, the real answer is much better. whenever Greg is already cracking up about what he's doing.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
So I woke up this morning and showered, or went to go shower. I was like, I'm not going to shave today. I'm feeling lazy. I'm not going to do that. So I showered, got out. I started to get ready. And I realized, oh, crap, I don't have any socks. I don't have any athletic socks. My whites, I wear the crew socks, you know? So I started digging through the laundry basket, found a pair, put them on, and like one of them on, and I was like, oh no, these are Comic-Con socks. They feel disgusting. I'm like, oh, I gotta do something. So I go into my clothing closet, as I call it, and I have the sock box there where I usually keep my socks. And I was like, oh, I have dress socks. I will wear these. Because it was either dress socks or these wool ones I usually wear when I tailgate. And I'm not going to do that.
Oh, my God.
So I put on the dress socks. It's just me naked with dress socks on. And I go, well, I've come this far. And I dressed the rest up. I didn't have any white socks, so I put on black ones. And I looked at it and said, well, Greg, you've come this far. Might as well go the whole nine yards.
The first thing after you do when you get out of the shower is put your socks on? You don't even put boxers?
You get the socks the first thing you put on?
It depends. Today it was. Hmm. I like to switch it up.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
Why do you keep your socks in a box? Don't you have a dresser?
No, I keep everything in my closet. So I have these shelves, and then I have...
Like plastic bins, right?
Not plastic bins, but canvas bins in there that I keep underwear and socks in.
So you don't have a dresser?
Okay. Correct.
Okay.
I don't.
You don't believe in them?
I don't. Well, my main thing is I don't like hanging things. I hate hanging things. So all my clothes are folded. So I have shelves in my closet where I put all my folded clothes, but I don't have a dresser. Because otherwise, there'd just be dust bunnies and tumbleweeds.
Why do you hate hanging clothes?
I don't like hangers. They stretch out the collars of my t-shirts. I like to keep my Mizzou
shirts
tight.
You don't ever keep t-shirts on a hanger.
You don't hang t-shirts, but pants, dress shirts.
Yeah, you can fold those and put them down there. Look at how good I look tonight. Did you know all this? This is all balled up in Portillo's bed 3 hours ago. Nobody guessed that, did they?
I have a more important question to ask, though. Do vests always not have sleeves?
Yes, that's the definition of a vest. No vest can have sleeves.
Damn it. Well, I just clearly don't know anything about clothes.
That's the definition.
I mean, look at yourself.
Yeah, I know, seriously. Although I do have these cool diamond patterns on my socks.
Those are called Argyle. We'll work together on it later.
Argyle?
These.
Yeah. Huh? What pattern is that? Are you stars. Kidding about this
no,
pattern?
That pattern is called Argyle. When you have the diamonds and the lines and broken up. Yeah, it's Argyle.
Argyle.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for that, Greg.
No problem. Mystery solved. Well, Greg, you've come this far.
Now, are you about to get into the podcast proper?
Yeah.
Okay, because before you do, I have a new segment I need to introduce on GameScoop.
Oh, God damn
and
it.
And it is called The Airing of Grievances. Okay? I'm not going to take
this
too much
gonna
time
be,
on
this.
Is this because of the vest?
No. Let the airing of grievances begin.
Yeah.
Okay. So a couple weeks back, last
this is
going
to be a bunch of nonsense.
Last
listeners.
Time I was here, Damon and I went to, and Clements went to an event at the NIS party, which was a lot of fun.
Was Greg not there?
No, I was Greg at the was other there. Party.
You went to Mafia.
Mafia 2.
Yeah, you didn't go to NIS.
So we went from the Mafia 2 party to the NIS party. We'd been drinking some alcohol. I'm going to level with you. There was alcohol being drunken. So at every game event, there is a certain attendee who stands out.
He's always there.
I'm not going to name names.
We don't know his name.
I'm too professional. I do know his name. I did find out his name. But I'm not going to say his name, right? He looks
not,
a particular
he's from a
way.
Place.
He is. He's not an IGN guy.
Very distinct.
He's distinct.
Look.
Yes. Yeah. And we enjoy seeing him. And
we always have a good
we
chuckle.
We josh about
oh,
him.
Oh, he's here. Yeah, of course he's here.
Right? Yeah. So we were drunk at this event, mm-hmm. and we decided that we were going to start a game where the first person to spot this person at an event would say they spotted him, and then the person who did not spot him has to retweet five of the other person's tweets.
The next five tweets.
Right. So let's say I see him first. I go, Damon, there he is. Damon has to, oh, man, now I got to retweet five of your next tweets. I don't get to choose what they are. I just have to do it because, you know, that's how these things work.
He's a man of his word.
Of course he is. He wouldn't possibly renege on this deal. So we get to a really fun DJ Hero 2 event last night, no, two nights ago. I
that
immediately
was really fun,
spot
awesome.
This,
they
really
had sushi
fun.
For free.
Yeah.
Free beer.
DJ Kubert was there.
Oh, yeah.
I believe his name is DJ Pac-Man.
Yes, DJ Dragon's Lair, you called him at one point.
DJ Asteroids.
DJ so Ghost of Goblins.
We walk in the door, and I immediately see this person. I alert Damon to this fact, and I say, hey, ha, 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 now you have to retweet five of my tweets. And Damon acts like he doesn't remember this.
Yes.
And he
I did
claims
not remember.
Ignorance. And he said, but the more I explained it, he started to kind of remember it. And he was like,
yeah, that's
oh,
the thing.
Yeah,
it's like
I do kind of remember it. And then he starts negotiating and saying, well, maybe it can just be one tweet. Does it really have to be five tweets? And I bring this to you, the GameScoop listeners, who have shown yourself to be fair-minded people time and time again. Does Damon have to stick to the letter of this agreement, or can he back out like he does everything else?
Can I say just a couple things?
It is now
things.
Your turn to speak.
Just a couple things in my defense. What when you make an agreement when you're drunk,
uh-huh.
and you don't really remember it,
uh-huh.
like so how binding is that?
Very binding.
No, it's not. It's not as binding. Like, I had no recollection of this of making this agreement.
That's
with
your
you.
Fault for not being able
well,
to handle
sorry,
your alcohol.
Like
you got to start writing them down on your phone. That's what I do. I have a list of bets I have. Me and Jim Riley have many.
Greg, what's yours? What's your stance?
No, no, I'm not done. Defending myself.
I've heard enough out of Happy Hour for this one.
What I proposed to get us is that yeah, I kind of remember that. I don't really remember it, but I
kind of remember.
It's foggy, so I'm willing to go with it. So how about this time? I retweet one tweet, and then now going forward, now that we've discussed this sober, we go back to the five tweets. But
oh,
that
see,
was
I don't
unacceptable.
Remember this
that's exactly
it.
What I said.
I don't remember the five tweets coming back.
Yeah,
as part of it.
That's what I said. It's like so just this one time. Let me just do one because I was drunk when we made this agreement, and I only halfway remember this. But now going forward, we've discussed it sober. I'm down.
Why didn't you just do the five that time though?
Because he would say they're
what
all going to be like
you next time.
you're just mad that I got it first.
No, because I didn't even know to look for him. Now I know to look for him. Oh, I mean, I would be looking for him anyway. But now I didn't know it was a game.
Now you got it's like Slugbug. Now you got to yell it out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What, should I accept? Do you think that's? Do you think
is that not reasonable? Is that
yeah,
not
sure.
reasonable?
I did not understand that you were suggesting that you go back to the original
because you
agreement.
Are unreasonable and you're stubborn and you will not listen to me and you're out to vilify me to our listeners.
Well, I just want them to know. I think they need to know how Damon Hatfield operates.
That's how I operate.
All right, so look for
well, this has been a productive use.
Look for a tweet.
Of our time.
Look for a tweet this weekend. That Damon must retweet.
Well, I thought it was the next one.
But you said we're going to do one this time and then we're
yeah,
going to
go back
to the five.
Yeah, so okay. Well, how will you notify me? Will I just know? How will I know which one to retweet? I hate saying tweet, by the way.
Yeah,
I'd rather say post.
You'd rather say what? Post? Okay.
Yeah. That's another word I would just rather not say is tweet.
I'll tell you what. In the spirit of GameScoop,
mm-hmm.
I will not do it this time.
Okay.
And we'll
wash.
Go. We'll
Your
go,
grievance has you, been aired.
We've
grievance
had,
has been aired.
And we've talked about this this game sober.
Yes.
So now I will go on record with the listeners that going forward, I'm totally on board with this. If Geddes spots this guy first at an event, I will repost his next five Twitter posts.
And I will do the same.
Okay.
You have to be at the same event together.
Yeah, otherwise.
Yes.
Question
yeah,
number
otherwise.
Two. Am I the guy?
Moving on.
Okay. Our lead scoop this week. Sony returns to profitability.
We're coming for you, Xbox.
Now, the PlayStation division still operated at a loss.
What? preposterous. I don't believe it.
But Sony as a company has returned to profitability, and apparently that is at least in part due to the PlayStation department. But they're still selling a lot of PlayStation 3s.
Yeah, what's the gap at right now? Xbox is at 41 million life to date worldwide, and PS3 is 38 million life to date worldwide.
You're
there's a point. There's a decimal point on each of those, but that's the hard number. So that's exciting. Sony's projecting something like 15 million this year.
Projecting it this year, yeah.
That sounds crazy. But I guess Gran Turismo 5, right, Ryan?
Yeah.
That'll be a big one.
Absolutely. We discussed the Sun Beyond?
We did. That's why I'm briefed on it.
Yes.
When is Gran Turismo at?
The fall. They finally put a date on it. I forget
what it is. It's October, isn't it?
Is it October?
Geddes will be handling that one.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Geddes is the perfect guy for that one. Geddes is a car. I like to say he's a car junkie.
A car nut. I'm a gearhead, dude.
I found out recently that you just actually read magazines about cars.
Automobiles. He's just mad about cars.
And I'll even read one of those websites about cars.
A website?
yeah. So I'm excited about that for that game for sure. We'll see how it sells.
I bet it'll sell well.
I think it will too.
Been a long time coming, that one.
Yeah. Only been delayed a couple times.
All right. I have something to say at the end. You go ahead with it. The news.
The entire show?
It's not important.
At the end of the show?
It doesn't matter. I can say
why don't you say it right now then?
Well, I was just going to say I'm excited about being on this particular episode with you guys because if I'm correct, I'm going to push someone out of the way of the rankings.
Oh, really?
And I think it's good. I'm like in number 20 something right now.
So you're going to be tied with Jeff Haynes now.
I thought I already was tied with Jeff Haynes.
Jeff Haynes had 6 and you have 5.
Okay, so that's it. So I'm gonna tie him, and I'm gonna go one past.
Then you're gonna leapfrog over.
There it is. Yeah.
Be tied with Kathleen Sanders, the girl who hasn't worked here in 3 years.
All right. Well, I'll keep
that's
working
how often
at it.
You're on games
I'll keep working at it. I need to come on more often.
Yeah, you do need to come on more often.
Yeah. There you go.
I ask you, and sometimes you say I'm too busy.
Sometimes I do, but I'll fix that. Or never.
Just drop everything. And this review not important. See ya.
You said 38 million for PlayStation 3 worldwide install.
Correct.
Yeah, that is correct. Nintendo.
I bet they're gonna release something soon. The Metroid.
Yeah, that comes out soon.
Hey, everybody, look out! It's a ball. I hope it doesn't go in my pipe.
It did go in my pipe.
What? Coming out the hard way.
Nintendo suffered a quarterly loss, though.
Oh, no.
Nintendo lost money. I don't know when...
How's that possible?
That was a shocking news story to me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is the Wii not selling anymore? Are people not buying by
declining teams? Wii software. People aren't buying a lot of software. We've got the numbers for like what sold during this quarter. The games that sold were Mario Galaxy 2, Mario Bros. Wii, New Super Mario Bros. Wii, Wii Sports, and Wii Fit. Like those. Like, so it's just the same old games. What's that?
The Wii with the Wiimote one that Wii part. What is the one that comes with the Wiimote that was the top selling game forever? Don't look at me crazy. The Wii, one that's packaged with the Wii.
Wii Sports.
Wii Sports.
But the one in the package with the Wiimote.
Wii Party Time.
Wii Sports Resort.
No.
Wii Party Pants.
The one that's been out like when the Wii first.
I
came
totally
out.
Know what you're talking
Wii
about.
Wii Fit Plus. Pajama Party.
I hate you so much.
What are you?
Not
what
you.
Are
him. Think back. The Wii just came out.
Yeah. In 2006.
Yeah. You
Wii
have,
Sports.
You
no,
have,
it was okay. A game.
EA Sports.
It's
active.
One game packed with the one controller.
We play.
Thank you. It's in an orange box. Like I can visualize everything.
That was
about
not
it.
One of their best selling games this quarter.
Is that new or has that been off the list for a long time?
I'm not sure.
I remember that thing was on the list for a long time. Sure.
Well, I bet we just sounded really
Wii
dumb right now.
Fan.
All the Wii kids are screaming at their iPods.
We play, you idiot! Yeah.
Where's the Craigway when I need it?
Oh, no, the ball's in my room.
What are you talking about?
What's going on?
See, the problem with me not being on a lot of episodes is that I have no idea if these are crazy inside jokes.
No, this
is
all new. Joke from 2 minutes ago. The ball.
Yeah. No, that I understood. But where did the Metroid ball joke come from?
That's new.
All right. That's all I wanted to know.
You were here for the birth of it now. All right. I'll do that as much as I can.
There's a ball in my pipe.
How are you going to play Smash? Oh, no. Ball in your house. Get out of the way.
Oh man, Guess is wearing a very hip T-shirt today.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Dinosaur.
Yeah.
No wonder it didn't work out for them.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was a Far Side comic many
years moons ago.
Yeah, many moons ago, you might say. What really killed off the dinosaur?
Whatever happened to the Far Side?
He stopped it. He was smart enough. Yeah.
He went out just after everyone decided to hate him. It had been a slow decline. People starting to hate him.
No, I really, but once he hit that, I really respect the comic strip guys that stop doing it and get out, like Bill Watterson for Calvin Hobbes. Yeah. Yeah. Like, can you imagine? Like, think of how terrible Garfield is.
Well, what about Peanuts? Charles Schulz.
Yeah, well, he went. I mean, he's been dead a long time.
He died the day his final comic ran, which is creepy as hell.
That's not true.
That
at
is,
all.
Really? Go ahead and look it up. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you never know if Greg Miller was pulling my.
I'm not pulling. I'd be laughing hysterically and start inserting ball references.
All right. Well, now, okay, I believe you now.
Maybe that's what killed him. I'm finally. Oh no! Slowly scribbling around. Does that little hop and drops the bomb.
She bombs the comic book artist.
She bombed Charles Schulz.
I'm sorry for the Schulz family that may be listening.
Anyway, Nintendo suffered a quarterly loss.
Yeah, well,
due to declining Wii software and Nintendo DS hardware sales. But I am sure that's only because everybody already owns three Nintendo DSs in the world right now.
That's why they're putting out the 3D.
During this quarter, same quarter last year, Nintendo posted a huge profit. So I don't know. I don't know if that means. I wonder if the upcoming or impending releases of Kinect and Move, motion controller competition for Wii has anything to do with that.
It's possible.
Wii hardware, about 74 million units worldwide is the install base right now. Software, 573 million units sold. That's a lot of software.
God.
But the Nintendo DS has sold 132 million units worldwide.
Crazy.
Yeah. That stuff's nuts.
A lot of games.
The financial news continues. From Capcom, Jim Riley wrote a dynamite strapline for this Capcom story. Capcom financial results are not good.
What was the headline?
Lost Planet 2 underperformed substantially. Okay. So Capcom says. Capcom experienced a massive 90% drop year over year in net income for the last quarter.
Wow.
A 90% drop in
income. That's bad.
Yeah. That's why Jim Riley...
They are not good.
That is not good. And Capcom said this is largely due to underperforming sales of Lost Planet 2.
Really?
Yeah.
They dropped almost 100% of their net income.
I guess they were banking on... I mean, the first Lost Planet was a pretty big hit. You know?
But that was like a surprise. That was like a February hit game that hit. That wasn't like it came out day one.
And it was also because the Xbox 360 was just out, you know, and like there wasn't a lot to get for it.
But net income, he says net income, right?
Yes.
Net income isn't the amount of cash they pulled in. That's the amount of money they made.
Yeah.
So they were counting on Lost Planet 2 to make them a ton of profit, not just pull in, do a lot of sales and break even on it. That's crazy.
Where do the Street Fighters fit into that? Like, what period of time are they taking that from?
This is the last quarter, so the last 3 months.
Okay, gotcha. But Super Street Fighter 4 came out then, right?
They're saying Super Street Fighter 4, Monster Hunter Frontier Online in Japan are selling well.
What about the money they wasted making Dark Void? Did they mention that at all?
That's long in the past. I was hoping sales of Dark Void Zero would bring them back into black, but... Lost Planet 2, Monster Hunter Tri for Wii, and Ghost Trick have all been performing sluggishly.
In the U.S.?
In Japan. The Ghost Trick is out in
really?
Japan.
Yeah, I mean, Monster Hunter is a portable franchise game.
That is
I mean?
True.
Like, yeah. That's why it's such a big deal.
It's too
there.
Bad it didn't do well, just because it's cool to have a multiplayer game on Wii, you know?
Yeah, totally. Really
that works well online.
Everybody always, you know, knocks Nintendo for not having it online. They're like, oh, this game got ported over and they dropped the online features, but then, yeah, a game that's strictly online isn't going anywhere.
Damon, I'm sorry, what was the one? Did you say Ghost something? Are you talking about Ghost Trick?
Yeah. It's out in Japan and has not been doing well.
Oh, that's too bad. That game looked awesome.
Yeah, you saw that game. I'm actually really interested.
I was excited about it too.
Maybe you should describe that game for anyone who's unfamiliar with it.
Ghost Trick is from the same creator of the Phoenix Wright franchise. So it's kind of like a puzzle game, except what you do is manipulate objects, inanimate objects, to help prevent people's deaths.
So you are the ghost.
You are a ghost.
But a good ghost.
Huh. A good ghost.
A Casper, if you will.
It's like the ghost from anybody watch Angel?
I did once or twice.
Remember the ghost who lives in Cordelia's apartment?
No.
Okay.
I remember Cordelia, though.
Can't remember his name.
Yeah, I remember Cordelia.
What? The noise that goes, I'm a ghost.
No, that's Faraway Vampire.
That's okay. that's I'm a vampire.
I still like Amadeus Arkham.
Yeah, your Faraway Vampire sounds a little too close, actually. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the Faraway Vampire.
Well, how does it do your ghost then, Greg?
Woo!
It's true. All right, is that it for Ghost Trick?
Yeah, that's okay. The premise.
Moving on. When does that come out?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry.
People are yelling at the iPads.
I am very bad with dates.
All right, moving on. Jim Riley put up a pretty interesting news story. The best-selling Halo games of all time.
Oh, yes.
Did you see this, Geddes?
Yeah, I did not get a chance to look at that.
You're like what I like to call a Halo head.
I do. I do like the Halos.
Do you read magazines about Halo as well?
If there were magazines about Halo, I would. I would read them. I have gone to websites about them, though.
Okay, okay.
Like ours?
Yeah.
So the Halo series has reached worldwide sales of 34 million units.
So should I totally embarrass myself by trying to guess what the order is of sales?
Well, what do you think is the best-selling Halo game?
Halo 3.
Yeah. It is. Followed by Halo 2.
Uh-huh. Then ODST.
No.
Oh.
Then the first Halo.
Oh, okay. Then ODST.
Really? Then ODST. Yeah.
Then Halo Wars.
Then Halo Wars number 5. Sorry.
That makes sense.
That's okay. I understand a lot of people don't understand.
But then 6 and 7 are
ODST was below Halo 1, huh?
Yeah. Oh. Isn't that really surprising?
Yeah.
I would think ODST...
It just means the audience for those games hasn't grown very much.
Well, it means a lot of people bought Halo 3 but didn't buy ODST, right?
Yeah.
But I think Halo Reach is going to do... Well,
it's going to do well, but I don't think it'll beat Halo 3.
Why? Is it just because numbered sequels will do better? Like Halo 4 would have done better?
Yes.
Why not call it Halo 4 then? I mean, why? They have business people and marketing people doing this.
It's not a Master Chief game.
There's the relationship between Microsoft. Well, Microsoft essentially owns the rest of the Halo franchise now, and they want to be able to put out the next installment in the actual Halo story that everyone's used to playing, you know, with Master Chief in it. So, I think that you'll see Reach will have high numbers, but it won't have like Halo 3 before. What was the game? What was the game that was like that set the new records for game sales? But after Halo 3,
Modern Warfare,
not GTA 4.
Was it Modern Warfare 2?
What about GTA 4? Did that not set?
But then Modern Warfare came after GTA.
Yeah, after GTA 4.
But at the time, Halo 3 was the best selling, the largest game launch of all time.
Yeah, Microsoft called it the biggest entertainment launch.
Yeah, I mean,
ever.
Yeah, that's just
they made the most money in 24 hours.
Yeah,
right.
No. But I don't think I just don't get the feeling that Halo Reach is gonna do that. But I could be wrong.
You usually aren't, though.
No, it's never happened.
Greg, you got a SOCOM 4 scoop this week.
I did. Yes, they are delaying.
SOCOM 4 is on track and gonna meet
no,
its original.
No, read the articles. No, it's been delayed till 2011.
Yeah,
to make the game better.
Yeah, that's what Sony said. They'll be focusing on additional features.
Yeah.
Which, what do you think? Move controls?
Well, that's already in there, so yeah, making it
work. Yeah,
but
like making it cool.
Well, when I played it at E3, it was working well. So, I don't know. Take your time. Don't rush games. Yeah. They cannot have another terrible SOCOM. Confrontation was so bad. Like, it didn't work when it launched.
Ah.
And granted, that wasn't from Zipper. Zipper needs to come back and make the SOCOM brand matter on the PS3. So,
yeah.
Take your time.
What's been the reaction with the fan community, though? Do they care that it's delayed? Or are they like you? They want them to take their time.
I think it's a disappointment, but I think from most of the comments I saw on IGN, they were expecting it kind of thing. Like, I think people are so used to games getting delayed, especially when it's that first announcement. You know, we're announcing it and it's going to be fall 2010. And you're like, yeah, we'll see. You know what I mean?
Well, Chris Roper is no longer in here with us at IGN.
Correct.
But the aftershocks of his effect on the video game industry are still being felt.
He's working at the SOCOM guy.
Yes.
The SOCOM zipper.
But also the Metalocalypse game has been canceled.
Yes, it has.
Chris Roper wrote the very first preview for that game.
A little over a year ago, right? It was last year.
It was debuted at Comic-Con last year. So
it
right
was
around...
not good. Ooh. Roper called it like he saw it.
Yeah.
And then we went and saw it at Comic-Con. And he was right on the money. And that game was not good. Konami quickly ushered it away.
Last year's Comic-Con?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we haven't seen it since last year's Comic-Con.
Have not seen it since
here, over a year later now, they announced it's been canceled.
Is that series still popular?
Yeah, I don't know. Metal. I mean, I've seen it before and I enjoyed it, but I've never been hardcore into it. So.
I watched the first season and loved it, but then I kind of never watched it again.
So you're the reason this guy came.
Blame me.
But the game started with you pissing.
Oh.
It started literally.
You peed on enemies and stuff.
It started with you pissing into a urinal and you could control your urine stream.
Okay.
That's so I don't know. Like. Is it amazing that a game that starts that way didn't end up being great?
Actually, I think that's kind of interesting. I would play a game like that.
You
should have been speaking up for Metalocalypse.
You're playing it right now.
Okay.
In hell.
Oh, goodness.
We've got some Castlevania business to discuss. Castlevania Puzzle, Encore of the Night, came out on iPhone last week.
Their subtitles are getting pretty great.
I was instantly interested in this game. I like Castlevania, and I like Puzzle Quest. Put those two together, and what have you got, Greg?
you happy on the iPhone.
Yeah.
Tapping away.
Yeah. Except that the controls aren't super great.
And, oh, damn it.
Levi found that too. He gave it a 7.4, and I've been playing it. I think that sounds pretty much on the money. Cool, really cool concept, but the execution, like, I don't know. You tap, like, so you've got gems falling down. You have to create matches of 3 or 4 gems.
Oh. Really?
It's very similar to, I know, it's like Puzzle Fighter. Which I know Ryan Geddes likes.
Love it.
But you have to tap to rotate gems and then like swish to move them left and right and drop them. And it's too easy to do misdrops.
Yeah.
So that's a little frustrating. But still cool. I don't know. It's worth checking out. But maybe a little bit more interesting is Castlevania Harmony of Despair.
Oh.
Coming out on Xbox Live Arcade next week. Why is that? What's funny to you?
I'm laughing because it almost sounds like I made it up for that feature I wrote for Insider, like Journey to the High Witch's Forest.
That's pretty good. This is a very different Castlevania game. This is a 6-player cooperative adventure where 6 people go into a map. There's 6 different maps. And you have 30 minutes to get to the boss and kill the boss, basically.
Sounds neat.
It does. It does really sound interesting. So it's basically a time attack mode for 6 people, were set in Castlevania. They reuse assets from all the previous handheld DS games. You can play as the characters from those DS games, like Shinoa from Ecclesia and Alucard from Symphony of the Night. I know that's not DS, but it's that sort of style, that sort of 2D Castlevania game. And then, but it's designed so that you're not strong enough the first time you try a level, and so you have to go in there, you earn money for defeating enemies, and you'll find armor. So you're constantly getting better and better armor. After you fail, you can go equip better armor, buy better armor, and then next time when you go back, you'll be a little bit stronger and get a little bit farther. So even though there's only 6 levels, you'll have to play these levels several times over to like figure out the routes to get to the boss and actually, you know, survive the whole thing. So it's cool, but it doesn't come together perfectly. The game does a terrible job of explaining how everything works, and it's just not fun to play in single player. I had a really good time when I was playing with like 5 and 6 people, but by yourself, it's really frustrating. I don't even know that some of these bosses are possible to defeat on your own. But
yeah, Anthony, I tried that one. We just got summarily owned.
Yeah,
I loved looking over at Anthony's screen, and every time he was just a skeleton because he had died.
That's one of the cool things. Like when you're in multiplayer, when you die, you can still play as a skeleton. You just throw bones and you do like 1 hit point of damage on every enemy.
And you can like revive. You have a certain number of revive you can do on your coworker or your coworker.
Your co-op.
If you find a water of life, you can revive.
Okay, because I kept bringing him back to life and stuff. Yeah. And we didn't know how it was working or what the mechanics of it were.
The game does, it's terrible. It doesn't explain to you how anything works, but
there's some good art in it, though. And
yeah.
Like, the character designs are really good.
You know, it's cool. It's fun. It's just, you know, my review will be up Monday morning. I would expect a good but not great review. But definitely worth checking out. We've got, you know, we like to give away stuff here.
I do.
On GamesGoop. We've got an interesting promotion this week for our Australian listeners.
What?
Yes.
Adam! Oi!
Neither of those were very convincing.
Oh, it's some kind of ball over your nose.
What'd you say?
He's going up his pipe. His pipe.
His pipe?
He's going up his pipe.
His pipe. For God's sake.
Right, yours was the worst of all.
That, well, I was
it was the worst
doing.
Of all, but I kind of liked
it the best.
A new game rental by mail service is starting in Australia called Game Up, which will be just like our Gamefly.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Now, Ryan Geddes, you use Gamefly.
I do use Gamefly, yeah.
You think you enjoy the service?
I do. It's good.
So it's like Netflix. Mm-hmm. Basically, you get a game or two in the mail, and you can hold on to them.
There's different levels of you know, service, and you can also, you know, maintain a queue, and you can bump things in and out. And
yeah.
The only problem I've had with it is that, unlike Netflix, I've never had the problem with Netflix where I put something on my queue and I have to wait for it. Like, it's not out yet. You know, it's out, but they don't have any of it. With Gamefly, I've run into that a lot. Like, the hot new games that everybody wants, like, you can't always get them right away. So you have to, like, you know, get junkies up and stuff. But.
So Game Up is starting in Australia. Sounds like it'll work the same way. And they've provided us with a code here that our listeners, and our Australian listeners, can enter, and they'll get half off their first month.
Is this, so this is a promo code for all?
Yeah,
it's not just a one-time use. Like
that's right. This is for everybody.
Oh, multiple people can use this?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's for our listeners. And so it sounds like the service is $20 a month, $20 Australian dollars a month. So if you enter this code, you'll get $10 off your first month. so you can check it out. The code is SCOOP. That should be...
Oh, these guys are cool.
Yeah, that should be pretty easy to remember. So when you're signing up for your first month membership, there'll be an area to enter your promotional code. Enter SCOOP, you'll get half off. But even better than that, they've provided us with 5 unique codes that gives you a free month. Totally free. So if you want those, either... message me on Twitter or Facebook, and I will give those away. We have 5, so they will go to the first 5 listeners. Just remember, this is an Australian deal. So.
And do not call the office.
Yeah, definitely do not call the office asking for these codes.
Oh, has that happened before?
That happened with I was giving away a DC Universe Online codes earlier this week, and somebody just called, oh, Damon, could I have one of those DC Universe Online codes? I had to set Little Junior straight. Anyway,
where are you? Look at your mom. Come up your pipe. 10 seconds, buddy.
So yeah, that's for our Australian listeners. The service is called Game Up. Check it out. The code for everybody, half off your first month, is SCOOP. If you want the free month, message me on Twitter or Facebook, and I'll get you your unique code.
That's cool.
Yep. Let's check in with the listeners.
Hey, listener.
Greg Miller's dragon.
Yawning.
He's yawning over
cold
here.
Cold coffee's not getting it done. It's fighting the ham sandwich in there. The ham sandwich is winning.
Listeners, remember you can always reach us at gamescoop@ign.com. Just
or
like...
call the office.
do not call the office. Patrick Daggs wrote us, and he's here to beg forgiveness. His subject is an apology to Damon. So I don't know if
this
we should...
made up. You sent it to yourself.
Think so? Yeah. I don't know if we should forgive this kid, but let me share his tale here, and we can all decide. We're going to be judge, jury, and executioner here.
All right.
Hello, Damon. Several months ago, you announced on your Twitter feed that there would not be a Game Scoop that week. I was outraged, so I decided to give Damon an FU on my Twitter feed. After that, I decided to follow up with a tweet threatening to kill Greg Miller if there was no Game Scoop that week. The next day, I discovered that Damon had blocked me from his Twitter account. I want to apologize to Damon. I'm sure you had a good reason for not doing GameScoop that week. Please let me follow you again. I will never do that to you again.
No.
Can
Justice is a hard line.
He told me an FU. He threatened to kill my main man, Greg Miller. How can I let that
abide?
Don't
call me your best friend with your real best friend in that room.
What? You don't like being my main man?
Also,
welcome
I would
home, bro.
Instead
home,
of being
friend.
The judge and executioner, instead of being judge and or executioner, can I be like the attending physician for this?
No.
What is that? What is the attending physician going to do?
The attending physician, like
the one
once
who actually
once
injects.
No,
the,
once
the
he's dead,
poison?
I check his pulse.
Oh, okay.
And confirm yes, he is in fact.
You're right, there
dead.
Are 4 of us, so judge, jury, and executioner, and
attending physician. Attending physician.
So you're judge and I'm a jury then.
I should be the executioner, right?
Sure. Maybe Clements and I can be on the jury together. Can I just be the rolling ball?
Yeah. It should be death by a morph ball, right? Yeah, I don't think this guy has earned it.
No.
Anybody,
once I block you on PSN or AIM for being a jerk, I don't block you.
Yeah. Sorry, dude. This is Dylan.
Hi, Dylan.
He says, I live in North Bay, Canada. I'm a big fan of the show. Started my... podcast listening some time ago. Anyway, I was playing through Mass Effect 2 again, and every time I do, I'm blown away by the opening sequence. It's a perfect way to introduce the new dark tone of Mass Effect 2, as well as providing a perfect excuse for Shepard to not know anything about what's going on and allow the player to make Shepard's character. Another less recent example is the opening intro to StarCraft Brood War. Anybody remember this? Mm. With the Marines fighting in the trenches below while the generals sip fancy drinks and smoke cigars in the battlecruiser overhead. This made me wonder, what was everyone's favorite introduction sequence or opening cinematic from a game?
Very good question.
The Half-Life.
I got to agree with him about Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, Mass Effect 2 is an awesome.
A lot of people, I heard people say they didn't like that, but I really did.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
Half-Life 2 has a effing phenomenal opening
both
section.
The first Half-Life and Half-Life 2 are both really, really good.
Yes.
Also, I have always been... I'm going to sound like a total loser, but I've always been partial to the opening to Final Fantasy VIII, and 7 and 8 have really great openings.
Mm. Final Fantasy XIII's opening isn't bad. It's all downhill from there.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good. I still say
I feel like
7
we're missing
and 8.
Some really good ones.
More recently, I think the opening of Limbo is awesome.
I got to play that game.
Limbo's good.
I keep forgetting about it.
Yeah, dude. Don't forget about it.
Got to get to it.
Greg is trying to think of something to contribute.
Yeah, I got nothing. Everyone I start thinking of, I don't like. I don't think it's amazing.
How was the amazing? Was it? What about the opening sequence of Ghostbusters on, say, your Master System?
Hey, what about Uncharted 2?
Yeah, Uncharted 2 is kind
of
cool.
I did not like Uncharted 2's opening.
Really?
The opening of Uncharted 2 was a turnoff to me. I felt I had to get back on track with it.
Doesn't it start with them in the hotel room?
It starts with him hanging in the train.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I like that. And I also like that they come back to that. And,
I liked it fine, I guess. It's a cool set piece, but then when you have to climb up it, I thought it was really a slope. I want to get into a game. I want to get going. Like, I thought of Batman Arkham Asylum, and then I was like, no, that opening was also very slow.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Pacing, getting
going. I liked the Batman opening when you're taking the Joker into Arkham. I thought that was great.
I think, I don't know. I played it so many times, maybe that was my problem. Mm.
You know what else has a classic moment for opening up a game is... Link to the Past. I'm thinking Link to the Past. When you like kind of go and it's dark and it's raining and you're the little boy and you're running through the forest and you kind of like sneak into the dungeon.
Yeah.
And you're, you know, you see your, is it your dad or your uncle or something? I forgot who it was. But he's like,
I need to take my sword and shield. Yeah. Pretty good old man. Yeah. That's good. All right. This is Justin Doss. He says, quick question. For Damon, I purchased his new EP off iTunes, Monsta Zero Works For You. Really digging all the tracks. My question is simple. How did you come up with the title, Ryan Writes Plays? Is this a song about Ryan Geddes? I know he's writing a novel on Twitter called Jax. I figured he also writes plays, screenplays, and haiku alongside his editorials for IGN. I know he did the lyrics and vocals for Synthetronic Sounds. Hope you can answer my question. I have another friend named Ryan. Not Ryan, even Ryan Clements.
Oh.
Yet another friend.
He's a third tier Ryan.
Yeah, third tier Ryan. His name is Ryan Caldwell. He lives in New York, and he writes. He does write plays.
He's going to write a song called Third Tier Ryan about this jerk.
Yeah, about this guy. He does write plays, and he asked me to write music for a bunch of his plays, and actually that song was written for one of the plays that he produced in New York. So
cool.
I thought that's where I came up with that title.
Have you ever seen one of his plays be performed?
Yeah. I've flown out to New York to watch his plays. And
did you eat popcorn while you...
You don't usually eat popcorn.
You don't?
When you go to the theater.
Did you have like one of those big gulps of soda?
Yeah. I would say, too, although I do write fiction, I've never written a play or screenplay. That's not really my thing. But Levi Buchanan does. And you can check out some of his work at levibuchanan.com.
Yes.
Which he just recently set up. Yeah. Huh. So head over there and check out some
of
his...
Is that real?
I wrote 2 screenplays.
You did?
Yep.
Where are they?
Never published, never anywhere.
Are they about
I would not share them.
Japanese RPGs?
No, actually. I could tell you what one of them is about that I remember, but I feel like it would be boring.
Give us the 2-sentence description.
Yeah. The pitch that you've gotten to sit down with executives at Warner Brothers.
Greg is
Here's your pitch.
He's a high-powered executive. Imagine
we're in an elevator. We ran in an elevator.
And he's checking his BlackBerry and smoking a cigar. You got to get his attention.
This film is going to blow your mind. It is about a young woman faced with a mysterious and enigmatic figure who gives her a test, a moral test.
Elevators opening.
I can't picture Rosario Dawson in this. Goodbye.
Oh my god, a morph ball!
Wait, did I get hit by the morph ball?
Well,
it
got me
you?
First. God only knows what happened to you.
If you see the morph ball, it's already too late.
Anyway, I guess that.
So she makes tasks?
No, she does tasks? It's like it's a short film. This guy basically shows up and tells her that if she wants to keep her boyfriend, she has to kill this girl. And she has to decide like who this dude is, why he's telling her this sort of thing. It was terrible, but I thought the premise was kind of cool.
Yeah, I could see that one.
It's true. Ryan Geddes is writing a novel on Twitter.
I am.
One Twitter post at a time. Yep. It's called Jax, and you can, if you follow him on Twitter, you'll get all the updates.
I'm Funnel, P-H-U.
140 characters at a time.
Yep. Wait, not double N? It's just one N?
P-H-U-N-N-E-L.
Oh, okay.
When is it set to be completed?
It's supposed to be 2012. But,
that far away.
Yeah, but I recently started going to 2 posts a day, 1 at midnight, 1 at noon.
Yeah.
I have it like automated, so but maybe that'll be a little bit quicker.
Oh, done today.
I'm nearing on 7,000 words, so it's slow going.
Yeah. And also, if you haven't checked out my latest EP, it's called Monster Zero Works For You, and it's available on iTunes.
And it's good.
And that concludes the section where we pimp out our own
Greg,
stuff.
Greg, what project are you working on?
You follow me on Game Over, Greggy.
we should talk about my IGN stuff. Are you talking about that later?
No, we can talk about it now. My IGN has started.
Yeah, we just launched our social sort of internal social network, MyIGN, and we all have pages on there. Mm-hmm. Look us up, follow us, we'll follow you. I'm following a lot of people, a lot of IGN readers who are really cool, really into it, like posting a lot of stuff.
It's like social networking merged with IGN.
Yep.
Yeah.
All about video games. You have a level. It's much like an RPG or the PSN. You get to level up the more posts you make or comments you're doing. It's really neat.
Yeah. And like, this is just a beta. There's a lot more to come. Like, please let us know. There's a feedback button on the side. If you've got ideas about what you'd like to see, hit that feedback button. Let us know. And we're definitely all about it. So you'll find us on there.
And what'd you have to say?
I was going to say, speaking of social networking, I finally started using Twitter.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I'm on there. Pwam Cider. Pwam Cider.
Is that what you started your username as?
No, I had a much longer one, and then Geddes scolded me and said it was too long, yeah. So I changed it.
And nice. Pwam is...
classic.
Yeah, classic nickname for Clements.
Yeah, it's true.
Based on me accidentally putting his name into my phone wrong with when I had a predictive text phone.
And well, you were also probably blastered.
Yeah, not going to lie. Anyway.
Well, while we're discussing this community stuff, we should mention the IGN meet and greet is already less than a week away. The next IGN meet and greet. Next Wednesday, August 4th, is the IGN meet and greet right next to our offices at a bar called 21st Amendment. This time it will be a totally open bar, so... Come on, starting at 4 p.m.
It's open bar?
Yeah.
That's awesome. At 21st Are they buying minute. Food, too?
I don't know.
I think they might be buying food.
Okay. So well, come. There's at least going to be lots of booze, lots of beer.
But you don't have to be 21 to get in.
Well, yeah, you do.
Except that you don't.
Well, if you're not, try, but...
yeah. At night, yes, they card it. In the daytime, it's 4 o'clock, they shouldn't be carded.
I checked
it. You don't skip school and be 13, but you'll be right. They do school all the year now, right? We're like Canada.
They do what now?
They do school all the time.
Oh, yeah, all year round.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
All right, this is from Steve Kapp. Whatever happened to the inverted look segment with Ryan Geddes? I was just wondering, since I enjoyed that segment, even though it wasn't around for very long.
That's just me, Mats. I just got busy and wasn't able to do it as much as I thought I could. Also, I sent one to Damon, and he lost it or something. You know, I understand these things happen. Grievances have already been aired. It's fine.
Yes.
But then, you know, things got to the point where I was talking about moving back, and there was a lot of stuff happening, so I put it on hold.
That's the thing is, now you're moving back.
Yeah.
Now you don't need to have your own pre-recorded segment. You're just going to be back here on
the
show.
Exactly, yeah. But thank you for your kind words.
This is Jeffrey Chong. Says, I love the podcast to death, but I can't get old episodes on iTunes. Is there any way I can get the older ones other than the 15 or so latest? I can painstakingly download them from individually from the IGN website, but they don't auto-update or sort on iTunes. So I get a different album of podcasts even if I name and sort it identically to the GameScoop feed. I just want to be able to listen to all the podcasts on my computer and iPod easily. Unfortunately, I don't think there is a solution other than going through our podcast archive and downloading them all individually.
I didn't realize that iTunes didn't store all of them.
I didn't realize that either, but apparently it only keeps the latest 15 or so.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Well, maybe I'll make sure people know about this, and if there's an easier way we can make it for people to get archived episodes on the site, that would be
great. Boo-hoo. Go to IGN. Jeez, you lazy ass. You're sitting there listening to podcasts all day. I'm sure you can take 2 minutes to go download 4 more.
So there were only 4 episodes of GameScoop beyond
saying,
the original 15.
How much time does it take?
Yeah,
how,
yeah. I know. I was just teasing a little bit.
Jeffrey Tambor, whatever his name was, writes in.
Tambor. This is Adam Horn. I have a 360. Recently gave in to my desires and bought a PS3. I've wanted to play Infamous for ages, so that was my first purchase.
No.
Since I have started playing it, my housemate has begun to sit down to watch me. Normally when he does this, I change the game to one we can both play. But with Infamous, when I ask him if he wants to play a game, he says, no, I'm happy to watch. He's become very involved in the storyline. If he's missed anything in the story, he asks what has happened so he can catch up. So my question to you all is, has there ever been a game that you have preferred to watch someone play than to play yourself?
Ooh.
I prefer to be the driver myself.
Yeah.
But I have known people who are content to like watch me play Resident Evil and they can get into it.
Games I'm not like super like Final Fantasy, I watched Christine play that. I had no problem. I was fine with that. Games I really, really dig, like she went back and she just bought a PS3. Well, I guess she's like 6 months ago she bought a PS3. Mm. And I watched her play Uncharted. I watched her play Infamous. Like I love watching people play Infamous because I do really dig that story in that world. So it's one of those things where it's one of those few times when I can take my eyes off the action. You know what I mean? Like, you think about a game, you're usually focused on what you're doing next, where you're going, whereas this one you can kind of take in the scene and watch it like a TV show, not a game.
I don't have a specific game, but I have a specific circumstance, which is I like to watch my wife play games that I thought she would like, and so I showed her, mm-hmm. and she really, if she gets into it, mm-hmm. like I enjoy watching her play those games, like mm-hmm. Puzzle Quest, Bookworm, Professor Layton. She's gotten into those three lately.
You have voyeuristic tendencies, you'd say.
Yes.
You like to watch.
I prefer if she doesn't know I'm there. And watch her from across the street with the telescope.
Yeah. And if she's okay, honey, have fun playing this game. I'm going to go out
and
for a while.
I do the stomping outside the door. You're like outside stomping. The window. Yeah. And then I watch. And I breathe heavily.
Yes, right. Solve that puzzle. Hit that last peg and bagel. Yes. Get Ode to Joy.
Jeez.
It's getting kind of hot in there.
That's his wife.
This is Josh Will. Hey, Damon, and possibly Greg.
Hey.
My girlfriend and I are going to be in Kansas City for the Bob Dylan concert the first week of August. We're going to have a day to kill before the concert. Any recommendations on things to see and do or restaurants to visit? Keep your nurse holes filled, Josh.
If you'd give him recommendations, you should do it as Bob Dylan.
No, I don't think so.
It's
pretty good. I mentioned some restaurants a couple weeks ago. I mentioned Winstead's. They're really cool.
Go to Gates. Go to Minsky's.
Winstead's Burger Place. Go to Gates for barbecue. Go to Arthur Bryan's is also good for barbecue. Minsky's is good for pizza. Westport is a cool like bar area just off of downtown where there's like young cool
have you
crowd
back
goes
since
and
they
hangs out there.
The one in front of the like theater down
the KC, there's Kansas City Power and Light District.
There you go.
That's like a whole district where you can walk around the streets with a beer in your hand.
What you get hit by a car?
You'll get hit by a car if you do that, Damon.
No, see the roads are blocked off there.
To a car?
Yes, yes.
What?
That's how progressive Kansas City is. And if you actually just wanted to do something cultured, you can go to the Nelson Atkins Art Museum. Very, very, very nice art museum that we've got there.
While you change emails, I want to let the listeners in on something. And sadly, I have to let our two Ryans in on it as well.
What?
The grossest thing in the podcast room is that thing. That little...
Ryan Clements?
No, the little... Oh, yeah, whatever. Headphone jack.
Why is that gross?
Because everyone gets it and rolls in their head. Hillary was like rolling on his face the other day when we were doing like...
Well, we need to get rid of that.
Yeah, that should go in a box. Throw it in that butt.
Yeah, just throw it in the corner. No one will ever touch it again. Pablo will touch it in 3 months. Die on the spot.
This is Steve Hennell. I'm sorry, this is a question for Charles. We'll save that one for when Charles is on the podcast.
Charles just came in.
So Charles, Steve Hennell says, recently received an alert from MSN News about an outbreak of something called Justin Bieber mania within the land of Canada. Since I'm not from Canada, I only know it as the ice planet Hoth. From my Wolverine comics. I have no idea what this ailment is. Could senior Canadian correspondent Charles Anya inform us Americans about the warning signs of this disease? Yeah, it sounds serious.
This is subscription-based. Is a subscription-based.
Wobble, wobble. Oh, so good, so good. God bless you, Javier Rodriguez.
Yeah, make sure you Google IGN does the Silver Surfer movie if you don't know what the subscription base
is. The shark, he can't believe it's lying. He changes his ways.
Such a great video.
It's so good. Jeffrey wants to know what our favorite Game Boy Advance games are.
It was Extreme Ghostbusters.
On Game Boy Advance?
Yep. I walked into a Sam's Club, and I had seen it already on IGN, and I said, well, if they have this, I'm going to buy a Game Boy SP, and they did, and I bought a Game Boy SP, and I never regretted it.
All of the Castlevania games are great. All the 2D side-scrolling Castlevania games are good. Puyo Pop, I love that puzzle game. And Advance Wars started on
Game Boy Advance. Oh, Advance
Wars, yes. Also, Mario Golf Advance Tour was fantastic. Did you even have a Game Boy Advance, Geddes?
I did not have a Game Boy Advance. The first portable game device I ever bought was a DS.
Wow.
I was never into like handheld.
You didn't have the Atari Lynx?
Nope. I did not.
This is Ken Webb. I got a quick question. It's not game related. I'm going to be moving in the same style as Mr. Miller. Then I'm moving from the Midwest to a sunny new region. My main concern is meeting new folks. What are some creative ways to meet new people or like-minded individuals that also would not break the bank? For the record, I'm moving to Florida.
You go to bars.
How can Ken meet people in Florida?
I used to live in Florida.
You go to bars. How did you meet people there?
Well, does he? It depends if maybe he's going down there for school or work. Like I actually,
he's a recent college grad. He says,
okay. So probably for his job, going out for a job. I actually ended up getting lucky and meeting a lot of cool people at my job who were like me. So I mean, it wasn't gaming relating. I was working at a newspaper, but they happened to be cool people, so that was good.
That's how it worked out for when I moved out here. Is that I came to work at IGN where everyone shares the exact same interests, so it's not hard to make friends fast.
Yeah,
and think and of then other have your heart broken by them when someone skinnier and has less hair comes.
That was pretty awesome.
Wouldn't kill you to lose.
I love Clint, I just small. I love hearing these two fight over me. It's good.
I'm sure.
We only feed his ego.
I know.
No one fights over me.
Is that Charles?
Oh, ATI Radeon cards.
When you first say Charles, his voice is so belabored. It's like so difficult for him to speak.
Yeah, he's rather communicate through a keyboard.
He's got a lot on his mind.
We wanted Charles to join us today, but he's busy working on his StarCraft review for you, listener.
He is knee deep in it, and Damon was all, "Try to get him, Greg. You try to sweet talk him." And I went over there just as he was losing a battle. He was none too pleased with me.
He did just finish the StarCraft 2 single player campaign.
He did now. That finished now.
Yeah, finished it last night.
Hands, I know Clements is already playing it. Who else? Are you guys going to pick this up? Are you excited for StarCraft?
I'm not going to pick it up because I have the same computer I think as Ryan does at home, and he tried running it and it doesn't run so hot.
It runs beautifully if you. It just looks like crap.
Well, that's not running so hot.
Yeah, you were telling me last night that one of the characters started speaking and it just looked like an oval.
It was a beige oval with his face, and it was like, oh, what? I was like, oh, that guy doesn't look good.
Is this a subscription base?
I do not have any desire to play it.
That game is awesome.
I'm actually a little bit more interested in playing Civ 5
now.
Yes, I
want to play
Civ. Hearing Hill and Brodvig have just been raving about Civ 5. Okay, we've come to that time. Ladies and gentlemen, last email of the week. This is from Nathan Yim. You know we're big fans of the Sharktopus.
Oh, yeah.
Here in the podcast. And then Sci-Fi stole our idea, and they've made a Sharktopus movie. And the Sharktopus in Sharktopus the movie looks very much like the Sharktopi we've been getting renditions of that are on our walls here. This one by Chili Philly, and this one by...
I forgot about him.
Somebody. they're all the same, right? They're always... Shark head, octopus body.
Of course.
But Nathan Yim, he's not a traditionalist. He thinks outside the box. He says, first off, I just got on the podcast a few weeks ago, prior to E3, and I'm hooked. We love that. We love new listeners.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I've attached a drawing of Sharktopus with the body of a shark and the head of an octopus for your viewing.
This is never. I can't even conceptualize this.
And I mean, I love that he went out on a limb to do this, but I have to say, there's a reason. There's a reason the shark twist is usually predicted with the head of a shark, and it is this.
Oh!
It doesn't look as menacing.
I gotta say, I like it though.
Really? Yeah, well, what's he gonna do? He doesn't even have a mouth.
He looks like a Mass Effect.
What if his beak be hidden between?
So what do you think he does?
Well, is that poking out right there at the bottom?
Where
is that his
tentacles?
Is that
I assume that's his fin on the other side. See, tentacle. He has a few tentacles that are. It's like his beard. It's like his tentacle beard.
No,
but then
I think
he has
the
long body of
the
shark.
He's frowning.
Yeah. To me, looks so much more menacing.
Oh, yeah. You that know. Looks really pissed off.
Yeah.
He just looks like, he looks more like he's kind of upset that he looks that way.
Yeah.
kind of looks like he would be a clan leader of the Hanar.
We want to say we're not knocking Nathan Yim's
artwork. No, that one's fine.
The artwork is fantastic.
It's the god who would make this animal. That's who we are knocking right now.
That morph ball's coming for you.
We really appreciate the art, Nathan Yim. This is going up on the GameScoop wall here.
Are the listeners going to be able to see this somehow? Because they're going to want to see it. Now.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'll try to share this.
We can
photo.
Take a picture of it, maybe in digital picture.
You want to take a picture of it? Right
yeah,
now?
Sure.
Or you could just scan it in upstairs. We have scanners.
Oh yeah. Okay, we'll do that.
You can have the scanner email you the file directly.
Is there a website that I can put it on?
Yes.
Aren't one of you is Boston?
It's called www.getanfclueman.com. Sorry.
Ryan, I think we're going to have a meeting about your attitude.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good at all.
So we'll put that picture in the article today, and we'll put a picture of Greg in his work attire today.
Close,
so if you get the podcast from iTunes, make sure you stop by IGN and check these out for sure, too. And I think that's all these scoops we have for you this week. Good to have Geddes here. Geddes will be back in our arms permanently soon enough.
Gross.
Anything to add, Greg Miller? Did you figure anything today?
We had a great show, man.
We did.
Later I'm going to be eating a hot dog and just thinking about this.
Yeah, it was a good one. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Ryan.
Ah,
thank you, Greg. My name is Damon. This is IGN GameTube. And we're out. Come get some. Beware, I live. IGN
GameScoop. Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.